Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Students and faculty from Mexico and Central College know that music is the universal language, and they want to share their music with us. Let's go in depth with Mitch Lutch and Gabriel Espinosa, professors of music at Central College, and guests Luis Luna, conductor of the Yucatan Youth Symphony Band in Merida, Mexico, and student musicians Alejandro Chi, Maria Chi, and Eduardo Ceballos. So, Mitch, tell us about the programs you have in Mexico at Central.
Central, as many of your listeners will know, has a very strong study abroad program. And one of our locations and campuses is in Merida, Mexico. And so together with my colleague and good friend, Gabriel Espinosa, in January 2011, the Wind Ensemble and Jazz Band went on tour to Merida and Playa del Carmen and Cancun. And that's where we met Luis Luna and his students and became familiar with the youth music program there, which is basically an outreach program for orchestra, band, and choir for students that don't have such opportunities or resources in their schools.
Some of the students are here. That's really neat.
Yeah, exactly. Since that visit with our ensembles, well, of course, Gabriel is from Merida, so he goes back regularly to visit family, but also for music endeavors. And, you know, in a very nice gesture, I've been invited back by Luis and some of his colleagues three times since that visit. And I've worked with these wonderful students and their peers in the band and the youth orchestra. And I really wanted to have the opportunity to have them come to Pella, you know, make it a two-way connection and deepen that interaction. And with the assistance of the music department and intercultural life and the campus life committee, we were able to make that possible for four of them to be here this week.
And Luis, what does this mean to you and your students?
I think that it's a great chance for us to come and visit the student community here in Pella, Iowa. I think also for our young student, particularly for these young students from Merida, that means for the professional and personal life very much to come in contact with a new culture, a different way of doing things, and of course always enjoying through the music all this knowledge that impacts highly the professional life and personal life of a young student. So I think that's the most important thing in this occasion.
And how long will the students be here?
1 week. We are gonna stay. We're gonna rehearse with the orchestra, play with them, and of course visit all the departments in the college. So that gives us a new vision or a different vision of things, how we can improve also in our personal lives, in our professional life, in our country also to learn from this exchange. So it's a great opportunity, and we are very thankful for this.
And Gabriel, are you excited about this? You must look across the little circle here and maybe see yourself years ago as a music student.
Oh, definitely. This is a one-in-a-lifetime experience for me to have these great musicians from Merida coming to Pella. I see myself in the early mid-70s coming to Pella for the first time and having the impression of a new life, a new challenge, a new opportunity. So I'm sure for these kids it's going to be a great week. It's going to be eye-opening. It's going to be a great experience for them that is going to help them to develop their music when they go back home and to continue grow. And perhaps, you never know, perhaps coming back to this country and study music in a college in the future.
And likewise, they're going to share a lot of their music native to their country and to Yucatan and Merida that's going to be eye-opening for our students and educational, broadening our educational horizon as well. So our students are equally excited.
Well, it's a two-way street.
Exactly.
Well, it's a two-way street, but it's also a street that goes into two cultures, which makes it even better.
Yes, in fact, Yucatan is one of the states in our country which is very rich in a musical tradition. There are dances, rhythms, music of very outstanding composers. And also Mexico has very many outstanding composers in many senses for the popular music, for symphonic music. And to come in touch with these things also, it's for us a chance, of course, to show about Latin American composers, Mexican composers, Yucatecan composers particularly, and also to share these things with other people. As you say, exactly, it's a two-way enrichment. And I think in this experience we can grow very much.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with musicians Mitch Lutch, Gabriel Espinosa, Luis Luna, Alejandro Chi, Maria Chi, and Eduardo Ceballos. What do you students think about the opportunities?
I think we are so excited to stay here for this opportunity, to stay here, Bella. It's a... No sé, es una oportunidad muy diferente a lo que solemos tener.
But it's a great different opportunity for them to be here and mainly to see how music unites people from different cultures, different countries. And through music, we are one, basically. So it's a very exciting week for them to be here.
Pues yo no hablo muy bien inglés, pero creo que todos estamos...
Basically, another... excited person to be here and not only to learn about music but to share their music with the people from here. So they're excited to share their own music and learn the music from the people from here. So it's again a great opportunity for them to be here and grow.
Yo soy muy feliz de estar acá. Me da mucho gusto que exista maestros.
He's basically extremely thankful to Central College and Dr. Lodge for the opportunity to be here and share their music and learn. And they're very, very excited and very happy to be here. I'm thankful.
Well, and the Central students, they're responding similarly?
Oh, yeah. In fact, about a week and a half ago, we had a Skype video conference with Luis. We had hoped the students were able to come, too, but they had classes at the same time. So anyway, we had this Skype video conference with Luis during rehearsal, and we put it through the laptop and the PowerPoint projector, so all the students could see Luis, and he could see all of us. And one of the pieces we're playing that was made famous by the Venezuela Youth El Sistema Orchestra under the direction of Gustavo Dudamel is Conga del Fuego Nuevo, which is a piece that Luis is going to guest conduct on Sunday at our concert at 4 p.m. in Dalstra Auditorium. And so we played the piece for him, and then he basically rehearsed the band through the Skype video. You know, he said, you know, what inflections to change and what, you know, to alter and what was going well. And he gave us a critique and a lesson. And the students loved it. I knew they would, I because I know Luis, and I know the type of energy and charisma he brings to especially the Latin American music.
Well, tell us about the pieces that you're going to perform.
Yeah, basically, in this view of an exchange of our cultures and music, the pieces we are going to play are of very, very Latin flavor. So we have included this Conga del Fuego Nuevo, which is from a Mexican composer, Arturo Márquez, who has been very famous, not particularly because...
Conga of the New Fire?
Of the New Fire. Okay. So now that we are practically finishing good Spanish, good translation... We are ending this cycle of the Mayan culture, the 21st of December, and probably you heard about this end of the world.
Sure.
There is not any end of the world. It's just the end of a great period and the initium, the beginning of a new calendar, a new etage. So, Márquez has been very known about his danzón. he took this Cuban origin dance that was imported also to Yucatan and to whole Mexico, and he made symphonic versions, different symphonic versions of the dance song, stylized, and he took also many Latin American rhythms like this conga del Fuego Nuevo, which has been now one of the most popular pieces. He would love to be more known because of his modern and contemporary language music, but people know more about Márquez because of the danzones and because of the conga del Fuego Nuevo. As you probably could feel many times, this music is full of rhythms, full of colors, instrumental colors and movement. So it really invites you to move and to dance. So that's what we want to get with the instrument, with the students here, not only to play their instruments, but probably to move a little bit more, to vibrate with this music. That's the question. That's the point. The warmth of this music, you can get it from the very first sound, and that gets through the audience. That's a characteristic feature of Latin American music, as you know. So we just want to feel this, to get this feeling and this joy of making music through these pieces.
Well, what timing Latin American music is exploding in the United States, isn't it? Very popular.
I think this has been happening for the last 60 years, 70 years. More and more people are becoming aware that Latin music is a huge part of the music history around the world. And it's great to see like these Mexican composers and kids this age playing this kind of music, not only the traditional repertoire, but playing music of composers that are alive today, that are playing some different styles of ethnic rhythms, if you want to say, and have the students experience those types of rhythms and make them. One thing that he said that is very important, to move with the music, not just sometimes we just play and we need to be very proper and just play the notes. But this music is, it's like when you see the Charles Mingus big band play, it's like you're having a party in a living room. Those guys are just talking and moving because that's the music. It's supposed to have a body movement. So this music has that. So it's going to be a good experience for the Pella kids to see and experience that music, you're allowed to move.
Yes,
because
yes,
the energy is there.
Mainly.
So express your move.
And it's interesting you say that too, Gab, because, and you'll see when you start rehearsing, the percussion students are moving the most right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, those that have, they're holding the trumpets or the clarinets or the saxophones, not as much, for two reasons. One, some of the music is the rhythm, the tempo is very fast, and the rhythm is very intricate, especially where it's transcribed for band. Like the clarinets have the violin part, so their fingers are moving a mile a minute.
Yeah.
So I tell the ensemble, I said, hey, if you have a few measures rest, turn around and look at the percussion players. And they're all dancing back there, so... So that's our introduction.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with musicians Mitch Lutch, Gabriel Espinosa, Luis Luna, Alejandro Chi, Maria Chi, and Eduardo Ceballos.
We can say that that there's one thing that we can share together and join us together. It's music. It's our main interest, and we enjoy life through the music. There are many cultural differences. There are many material differences. But spiritually, we are united. We are together just through the music. In that sense, we talked about Latin American music and the boom of this Latin American music. Those are one of the many gifts to give to the earth, we can say. As I was a student in Vienna in the 80s, I thought once, when is our Latin American music to be played by the European orchestras? And finally, after the movement in Venezuela, and Dudamel, that now is a star conductor in Los Angeles, and he's conducting everywhere. Now, for the first time, Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra play the music of Silvestre Revueltas, for example, which is a Mexican composer, and many others. So now, after many, many years, now this it's coming, this moment. But it's I think the thing goes more far, in the sense that we have many things to share together. Yesterday, I was talking to Justine, which is the music who identifies very much the USA. The Big Bang music is this, and in Latin jazz and these things are very distinctive for the USA music, as we have many other rhythms. So we have many things to share together, and I think with the media, with the internet and the web, we can just exchange in such a velocity, in such a speed that's never before we had this. It was never before like this. So we have many things to tell each other. So this visit in Pella, Iowa, that means the chance to exchange, to talk about, to feel music, to share music so near one from another. And I think that will be the enrichment of it's a very praiseful moment, if I would say. It's like gold. You understand?
If I could just add to something both Gabrielle and Luis spoke to, like what Luis was talking about when he was a student. When I was a student in college, and getting my master's degree, I remember, I'll never forget something that one of my mentors said, and Gabrielle spoke to this, that always stuck with me. Well, what my teacher said was, it's great when ensembles go on trips. You know, you have wonderful experiences. You visit, you sightsee, you play music, you share your music, you meet people, and then you leave, you depart. He said, what's most important is what happens between that trip and then the next trip you take. If it's just you go and you share and you depart and finito, well, that's not the ultimate success. The ultimate success is when those connections deepen and continue, and that's what we're doing here.
And your students, you're 16 years old and 17 years old. Three of you, 1 16, 2 17, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Would you mind playing something for us?
¿Puedo tocar algo?
Ah, claro. ¿Qué empieza?
Azules,
verdes. It's a bolero.
Quisiera tocar un poco del folclore de Yucatán. Es una jarana que se llama Aires Yucatecos. Hice hace como año y medio. Bueno, un pedacito.
And for your listeners, they all did that without any music, you know, just right on the spot. So very added in level of impressive playing.
Thanks to Mitch Lutch, Gabriel Espinosa, Luis Luna, Alejandro Chi, Maria Chi, and Eduardo Ceballos for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.